You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
But we're going to jump into the White House, not literally, obviously, because President Trump is speaking right now. We're hoping he takes some questions. He just announced the Space Force Command moving from Colorado to Alabama. There was some rumor he was going to rename the Defense Department to the War Department today. But the big announcement is that he's moving the Space Force Command from Colorado to Alabama. But let's jump into the Oval Office. Take a listen to the president live.
Do you have any questions, please? Yeah, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tuberville talked about the cost savings associated with this announcement. Can you talk about the strategic benefits by having Space Force Command headquartered in Huntsville?
Well, it just works because we have so much else there. And having a central, you could call it a central command, but it really is a command station. Also, even locationally, where it is, and when you think about flying distances, if you can save a half an hour as fast as some of these planes go and things go, and even the rockets go, if you can save by having the best location. So we went out, as you know, to experts, and we had four different groups come up of experts. They all said this was the best location. I also loved it from the standpoint, I know the people of Alabama, they are great people, work hard, and there's no games, and they're very proud of it. And I would say they fought harder for it than anybody else also. A lot of states, five states, really wanted it, but they wanted it more. And I kid you not when I say that these people, they spoke to me a lot. That's all they wanted to talk about. They didn't want to talk about the weather. They only wanted to talk about moving to this location, moving to Alabama, Huntsville in particular. So we're honored to do it. They really wanted it badly, and they got it. Peter?
President Trump, something completely different, but about a big viral social media trend over the weekend. How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
People didn't see it for a couple days. 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really? I didn't see that. You know, I have heard, it's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said, there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do them for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him, and we know he wasn't in the greatest of shape. No, I heard that. I get reports. Now, you knew I did an interview that lasted for about an hour and a half with somebody, and everybody saw that was on one of your competitors. I did numerous shows and also did a number of truths, long truths, and I think pretty poignant truths. Now, I was very active over the weekend. They also knew I went out to visit some people at the club that I own pretty nearby on the Potomac River. And no, I've been very active actually over the weekend. I didn't hear that one. That's pretty serious stuff.
I'm glad it's
Well, it's fake news. You know, it's just so fake. That's why the media has so little credibility. I knew they were saying, like, is he okay? How's he feeling? What's wrong? I said, I just left. And it's also sort of a longer weekend, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. So I would say a lot of people know I was very active this Labor Day. I had heard that, but I didn't hear it to that extent. Go ahead, Peter.
We know that this country has a huge problem with school shootings. You've said that you're open to sending the National Guard pretty much anywhere. Would you ever consider sending an armed National Guardsman to every school?
Well, we have a big problem with school shooting, but we also have thousands and thousands of schools that run perfectly. You know, they talk about you can do things construction-wise, and I think nobody knows more about construction than me. You can build the construction doors. You can build what they call safety doors, where they lock on the outside, the inside, and every place else. Well, but if one of these lunatics happens to get through, then the police can't get in. Then they're looking for keys all over the place, and it takes a lot of disadvantages to doing, you know, spending billions and billions of dollars and actually making it safer in some way for some of these lunatics that we're dealing with. But I don't think so. I've thrown out the concept. We have great teachers that love our children. The parents love the children. Teachers love the children too. And if you took a small percentage of those teachers that were in the military, that were distinguished in the military, that were in the National Guard, et cetera, and you let them carry. That's something that a lot of people like. I sort of liked it. I'd have to be studied, but they're trained. They know about weapons. You can't do it with every teacher because most teachers don't know, and you know. But I always thought that would be an alternative. But it just we've had. A lot of instances. Other countries have also. They have different kinds of problems than we have. But we do have there's something going on. Something going on, and it's a bad thing. Yes, please.
Have you spoken with President Putin in the past week? Have you spoken with President Putin?
Yeah, I don't want to. I have learned things that will be very interesting. I think in the next few days you'll find out.
If there isn't some type of announcement of a meeting with President Putin and President Zelensky,
yeah,
and what could those consequences be?
We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what they do and what happens. I'm watching it very closely. Last week, they lost 7,000, between the two countries, 7,313 soldiers, to be somewhat exact, for no reason whatsoever. And they're Russian and they're Ukrainian, but, you know, they're soldiers. I want to see it end. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. President, have you decided you're definitely going to send National Guard troops to Chicago?
I didn't say when, but the answer is, look, Chicago's very interesting because I watched Pritzker get up and say about, we don't need help, we're safe. But 2 weeks ago, they had six people murdered, and they had 24 people hit by bullets. Last week, as you know, it was 24 people hit, and 7 people died. And then over the last 2 days, it was the crown jewel. They had, I guess, 9 or 10 killed, and 50 hit with bullets. And you have this governor get up, who's a terrible governor. Probably he and Gavin Newsom would be probably the two worst and most naive. They're naive. Either they're naive or they're very untruthful. And he'll say, we don't want any protection. We don't need. So in the last 3 weeks, he's lost almost 20 people killed. There's no place in the world, including you can go to Afghanistan. You can go to places that you would think of. They don't even come close to this. Chicago is a hellhole right now. Baltimore is a hellhole right now. Parts of Los Angeles are terrible. If we didn't put out the fires, and I mean the other fires, the bullet fires, they didn't do a good job with it. They should have had the water coming down, like I said. You know, we had to release the water. We had to go in and release the water to L.A. It's so badly run. But if I didn't send the National Guard into Los Angeles, I would be making an announcement today. I'd be talking about Huntsville, and I'd simultaneously be saying, by the way, the Olympics is not coming to Los Angeles. If we didn't do that, and even the sheriff, the top law enforcement person in Los Angeles said, we could not have handled it without them. So that's what he said.
Did you make your mind up on Chicago, though?
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets. So let me tell you a little story about a place called D.C., District of Columbia, right here where we are. It's now a safe zone. We have no crime. We have, it's in such great shape. You can go and actually walk with your children, your wife, your husband. You can walk right down the middle of the street. You're not going to be shot, Peter. You're safe. Everyone likes you anyway. They probably wouldn't do it. But it's so dangerous. And there are people in this audience that have, you've suffered greatly. There are people in this audience that have been mugged and hurt badly, and they don't want to talk about it. Maybe you were very brave in talking about it. You made quite an impression on a lot of people. I appreciate it. But there were other people in this room that have been hurt very badly just walking down the street in D.C. Washington, D.C. is a safe zone right now. It's a safe city. The restaurants are open. They're booming. You can't get a restaurant. New restaurants are announcing that they're going to be open. This took place in 12 days. Now it's 15 days, but 3 days ago it became what's known as a safe zone. It's a safe city. And this city was really bad. Really, really bad. We took 1,600 people out, hardcore criminals that will not be coming back anytime soon. And we're very proud of it. You know, to have our nation's capital lose every week. You know, it was like years, many years, where every single week somebody was killed for many, many, many consecutive weeks. This went on for years. And then we had last week it was announced that nobody was killed last week. And I made that announcement in front of a very distinguished leader of a country. And I'm saying proudly, ladies and gentlemen, nobody was killed in Washington, D.C. this week. He looked at me like, what's that all about? I say, yeah, we have a little bit of a crime problem. And we don't have a crime problem in Washington anymore. And the mayor has been very helpful. And the police commission has been very helpful. And it's been a great team. And I would love to have Governor Pritzker call me. I'd gain respect for him and say, we do have a problem. And we'd love you to send in the troops because, you know what? The people, they have to be protected. I saw today on one of your networks, not a friendly network, except really the opposite, I would say, very unfriendly network. And they interviewed about 12 people on this morning. Most of them were African-American. They were black. And they were saying, please, please, please let the president send in. These were people from Chicago. Please, we need help. We need help. We can't walk outside. We're petrified. If the governor of Illinois would call up, call me up, I would love to do it. Now, we're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country. And that includes Baltimore. I saw where Governor Moore was asking me to take a walk down the street of Baltimore. Well, Baltimore is a very unsafe place. It's rated number 4 in the city, one of the worst, one of the most unsafe places anywhere in the world. But, you know, we took care. This was a beautiful thing that happened in Washington because we showed that it could be done. And this wasn't just sending big, strong guys. And they are big and they are strong. You know, we had a great decision from the Supreme Court that had to do with sort of talent. It had to do with you are put down based on merit. You can hire based on merit. So merit for a soldier or for a policeman is strong, physically fit, something, you know, having a certain ability, not a person that is woke and got the job through woke, but wasn't strong enough to lift a gun out of the holster, et cetera, et cetera. No, I looked at the police, as you know, last week I went over, we had a meeting with, there had to be 300 people, and they were all very impressive looking. And when the bad guys see them, they're not going to do a thing. And so I'm very proud of Washington. It serves as a template, and we're going to do it elsewhere. But Chicago is certainly going to be high. I would love to have him call. I would love the governor of Illinois. I'd be honored to take his call. All he has to do is say, sir, we need help. It's out of control. And everyone knows it is. He's not kidding anyone. I would love to have I would say Governor Moracle, because I watched him over the weekend trying to explain that Baltimore, what they need is housing. No, they don't need housing. They need to get rid of the criminals. These are hardcore criminals. You know, we took many people off the streets of Washington, D.C. They're hardcore. They're not going to be good. In 10 years, in 20 years, in 2 years, they're going to be criminals. They're going to be, they were born to be criminals, frankly. They were born to be criminals, and they're tough and mean, and they'll cut your throat, and they won't even think about it the next day. They won't even remember that they did it. And we're not going to have those people. Washington, D.C. is now a safe zone. It's a safe place. And you can walk, Katie, you can walk right down the street with, by the way, one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen, which is her husband. He was a football player for like 11 years in the NFL. He's a big person. But big doesn't mean anything when they have guns and when they have knives and everything else that they have, right? But you can walk right down the street, even by yourself, and you're totally safe. Washington, D.C. is a great thing. Yes, ma'am, please.
The president speaking at the Oval Office right now, taking questions.
To work with you on crime. Do you see your efforts here in D.C., including, for example, working with Mayor Bowser here as a model for bringing more bipartisanship in matters, not only with crime, but also issues that matter to everyday American people's lives?
So Mayor Bowser has been great. She could have taken the thing, oh, well, and then after I clean it up, they'll take credit for it. You know what they do is they take credit. Like, we cleaned up Los Angeles. We did a great job there. And it was overwhelming what was going on. And again, the police chief made a statement that we could not have done. There's no way they could handle it. You saw what was happening out there. It was going to be a disaster. We stopped it cold. If we didn't do that, would have been a very sad day. And, you know, remember, we have the Olympics, we have the World Cup, we have all these things coming, and we have 250, all of these things coming. But I watched Newsom get up and say, he's doing the great. He's not, we're the ones that did it. And that's okay, whatever it takes. But the main thing is, but he got up and said, we did it. Well, he didn't want us there. And he's going to need us again because it's starting to form again. I see it. It's starting to form again. You know, we have to maintain. It's like maintenance on an airplane. You can buy it, but you have to maintain it. And if you don't maintain it, a good plane becomes very unsafe very quickly. So it's an honor to do it. It's a lot of presidents wouldn't do what I'm doing. I don't need this heat. But when I watch television last night and I'm watching the news and I see that 9 people were killed in Chicago and 54 were badly wounded with bullets, I say, that's not this country. We have to do something. And I do say this. I say this very much. I'm not speaking to anybody but them right now. I would love to receive calls from governors and mayors saying they need help. We'll help them. We have a lot of people. We have a great force. We have a great military force. You know, Pete will tell you that when I was running for office, and this was a big headline, I think, you know, probably got me a couple of votes. But you couldn't sign people in the military. Nobody wanted to join the military, the Army, Air Force, any the Navy, Marines, Space Force, Coast Guard. We never forget Coast Guard because they've done such a great job. Never. But nobody wanted to join any of them. We were way below what we wanted. Every single one. The closest was the Marines, whatever that is. You'll explain that to me. But the closest was the Marines. But every service was way down, way down. And then I got elected, and our country is the hottest country anywhere in the world right now. Everybody's talking about the USA. They're talking about the job that we're doing. Everybody. We have the best economy. We have a very, very important decision being made by the Supreme Court because our country is the richest, the strongest, the most powerful. But if for some reason some liberal court, I'm talking about the court that just ruled, where even an Obama judge voted in favor of us, which I gave him a compliment yesterday, as you know, I said that took great courage. But it's a liberal court, and it's going up to the Supreme Court, who I think have been incredible people. I think they've made very wise decisions. But the tariff question, because without the tariffs, this country is in serious, serious trouble. We've taken in almost $17 trillion of investment is coming in. Most of it is coming because of tariffs. And if for some reason somebody wanted to be politically correct, I actually think it's unpolitically correct. I think politically correct is to approve it because there's nothing so popular as what's happened to our country. Our country is doing so well. But we had a liberal court gave us a very shocking ruling And that ruling is basically saying that the trillions of dollars that are pouring into our country, putting us in a position like no country is anywhere in the world, that they'd like to see us that take it away. By the way, a lot of the people behind that lawsuit, that particular, are from foreign countries. I might add.
There's a video that is circulating online now of the White House where a window is open to the residents upstairs and somebody is throwing a big bag out the window. Have you seen this?
No, that's probably AI generated.
So
actually, you can't open the windows. You know why? They're all heavily armored and bulletproof.
So that's a fake video?
Well, it's got to be, because I know every window up there. The last place I'd be doing it is that, because there's cameras all over the place, right, including yours. No, but every window, I've never seen a window that's... In fact, my wife was complaining about it the other day. She said, love to have a little fresh air come in, but you can't. They're bulletproof. And number one, they're sealed, and number two, each window weighs about 600 pounds. You have to be pretty strong to open them up. No, that has to be... Where was the window? Let me see.
President speaking at the White House right now. Peter Ducey showing him something on his phone. It was a picture of somebody throwing something out of the White House window.
15th Street side, I think. Yeah. So right here.
President very much alive.
Those windows are sealed. Those windows are
sealed. Rumors of his death greatly exaggerated.
It's the kind of thing they do. And one of the problems we have with AI, it's both good and bad. If something happens really bad, just blame AI. But also they create things, you know. It works both ways. If something happens that's really bad, maybe I'll have to just blame AI. But there's truth to it, because I see so many phony things. I saw something as I was growing up, from the time I was a baby till now. I said, who did that? It was AI generated. So it's a little bit scary, to be honest with you. But those windows are all very heavily sealed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I follow up with what you were saying regarding that federal appellate court that ruled against you and your administration as it relates to your ability.
Well, they ruled against our country, the court, and they ruled against us before. It's a very liberal court.
You call it highly partisan in your...
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is.
And in fact, it was along ideological lines, 7-4.
Well, except that we actually got one of the Obama judges that was appointed by President Obama voted in favor of the tariffs, because he felt it was imperative for our country to thrive and survive even. And I gave him credit. I said, you know what? That took a lot of courage for him to do it, because you don't see that often.
So my question is, I imagine, I suspect you're going to appeal that all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, we already have. Yeah. In fact, we're doing something else. We're going to be going to the Supreme Court, we think, tomorrow, because we need an early decision. I mean, look, the financial fabric of our country, we're a rich, incredible country right now, and we're able to, you know, other countries use tariffs on us for years, and we never did. I did a lot during my first term, but then we had COVID, and we had to focus on other things. You couldn't be tariffing Italy, Spain, France, as they were dying by the thousands and millions. But we did with China, and China paid us billions and billions of dollars. And I started the process, but then I had to end it a little bit because of COVID. We focused on that. But it's a very important decision. And frankly, if they make the wrong decision, it would be a devastation for our country. We've taken in trillions of dollars. And by the way, all these countries signed agreements. As an example, they signed. They're all happy. Everybody's happy. But some whack job put in a lawsuit. It went before a very liberal court, and the liberal court ruled, it was 11, they ruled 7-4, with one of the most liberal of them all voting in our favor, because they're patriots. I think I give tremendous credit to that judge, and now it's going to the Supreme Court. Now, we're going to be asking for early admittance. We're going tomorrow, and we're going to ask for an expedited ruling, because, you know, when you look at the stock markets down today, the stock market's down because of that, because the stock market needs the tariffs. They want the tariffs. If you look at AI, all of those, you know, all of that money that's going to be invested, trillions and trillions of dollars, the biggest thing, bigger than the Internet, I suspect. It's the Internet plus three or four other things combined. We are leading very substantially with AI. We're leading because of tariffs. We're leading because of talent, and this is where they'd like to be. But without the tariffs, we wouldn't have a chance because we wouldn't be able to protect those investments of the companies coming in. So if you took away tariffs, we could end up being a third world country. That's how big the ruling. So we're asking for an expedited ruling.
As a backstop to that, President, you have a Republican-controlled Congress. You control the House. You control the Senate.
Yeah, but we don't have 60 votes. I'd love to do that. If we had 60 senators, if we got the 60 votes, we would get them. But we need 60 votes, and we need, you know, a certain number in the House. We have about five of them here. Would everybody agree with me on tariffs? Without tariffs, we're a different country. We have taken in so much money. And here's the thing. We signed a deal with Japan. They're paying us hundreds of billions of dollars. We signed a deal with South Korea. We signed a deal with the European Union. We signed a deal with Europe. And those countries are paying us $950 billion. And they're happy about it. They're okay. As one of them said, it's amazing that we got away with it so long. One of my friends, a leader of one of the countries, and they're fine with it. They all signed. If that ruling ever went against us, I guess we'd have to give back hundreds of billions. We would have to give trillions and trillions of dollars back to countries that have been ripping us off for the last 35 years. And I can't imagine it happening on a legal basis. They have no legal basis whatsoever. But on a common sense basis, it would destroy America.
Mr. Okay. President, how do you think, we talked about control in the sky. On Sunday, the satellite signal of Ursula von der Leyen's plane was alleged.
With Ursula? Well, she had an interesting event. She's a tremendous woman. And so what are you asking me about her?
NATO's concerned about the attitude.
True, NATO is concerned about it. Well, nobody knows where it came from, but they did take away her ability to use a phone. You know? Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that could happen to me. I'd be very happy.
Mr. President,
reducing the tariffs on India from 50%.
What does that mean?
Are you considering taking away some of the tariffs that you've imposed on India?
No, we get along with India very well. But India has, you have to understand, for many years it was a one-sided relationship. Only now since I came along and because of the power that we have with tariffs, India was charging us tremendous tariffs, about the highest in the world. They were about the highest in the world, number one. And we, therefore, weren't doing much business with India, but they were doing business with us because we weren't charging them. Foolishly, we weren't charging them. So they would send in massive, you know, everything they made, they'd send it in, pour it into our country. Therefore, it wouldn't be made here, you know, which is a negative. But we would not send in anything because they were charging us 100% tariffs and, you know, I'll give you an example. Harley Davidson couldn't sell into India. There was a 200% tariff on a motorcycle. So what happens? Harley Davidson went to India and built a motorcycle plant. And now they don't have to pay tariffs. Same thing as us. So what we're doing is literally thousands of companies are coming into the U.S., car companies, AI. But, you know, more traditionally, car companies. We have so many car company factories under construction or being designed right now. And they're coming from China. They're coming from Mexico, I must tell you. And they're coming from Canada. A lot of them coming from Canada. But they're coming into our country because they want to build here. And they want to build here for two reasons. Number one, they'd like to be here. And number two, the tariffs are protecting them. And number three, they want to avoid paying tariffs. When they build their cars here, they don't have any tariffs to pay. You know, when you build here, you don't have any tariffs.
Mr. President, in light of the Minnesota shooting last week, the Department of Homeland Security is now awarding more than $100 million to hundreds of faith organizations across the country to help them ramp up security. What's your vision for further protecting religious liberty across the country amid incidents of threats?
Religious liberty is so important, and we're talking about every religion now, and we're doing things on that nobody else has ever done. And we're going to be announcing, we're going to be having a big announcement in about 2 weeks on that question. Yeah, please.
On Space Command, sir, are you concerned that people may not be willing to relocate from Colorado to Alabama?
No, I'm not worried. Then we'll get somebody else. The problem with Colorado is they have a very corrupt voting system. Look, I have so many friends in Colorado. Anytime you have mail-in voting, you have corrupt elections. Very simple. It's very simple. Even Jimmy Carter said it with his commission. They set up a commission with him and Scoop Jackson and some people, highly regarded people. And they said the one thing, the finding was, if you have mail-in voting, you will have corrupt elections. Well, your radical left governor decided that he was going to have all mail-in voting in Colorado. Once you have all mail-in voting, and for whatever reason, the Democrats cheat. And they cheat like, you know, they're not stupid. That's the only thing. They're no good on policy. They're no good on management. They're no good at government. But they're great at cheating. And they stick together, too. I give them credit for sticking together.
Mr. Brown, please. Obviously, this is a big win for national security, moving this to Alabama. We've all can agree with that.
Big.
Is there any idea of the economic impact this has on the state and on that local area?
Katie, do you want to answer that?
Look, I mean, this... Go ahead, Katie.
Please, go.
This is going to be tremendous. I mean, the state of Alabama, what we've seen through this process is the worst of Washington. We've seen politics get in the way of what is best for the warfighter, what's best for national security. And the state of Alabama is about to show the country the best among us. So we know the economic impact is going to be tremendous. There at Redstone Arsenal, we're proud to house everything from FBI to headquarters there for material command to a number of things. We obviously have NASA with Marshall Space Flight Center, and so this naturally fits within. When you look at the decision matrix that they placed in front of us, that's why we ranked so high, is because we have the resources necessary and the ability to build out quickly to meet the needs in front of us. As far as economic impact, it would be tremendous. Does anybody have an exact number? 1,600 jobs.
3,000
spinoff. Look at this. This is teamwork right here. So we are really proud, and the people of Alabama are ready to get to work.
And I've got a housing question, if you could, just for a second, Mr.
Yeah,
President.
Please.
Owning a home and going about the American dream seems like it's out of touch for a lot of Americans. Just recently, you pushed out a statement about addressing an emergency housing situation.
That's right. We're thinking about doing that.
Yeah. Can you just?
Well, we need a little help from the Fed. We have. A man named Jerome Too Late Powell. You probably heard of him. He's too late. He's way too late.
President speaking at the Oval Office, taking
so
questions right now.
Through that, normally it would have been much tougher, but we're doing so well that we're pushing through it. But it makes it very hard for people to get mortgages because too late is too late. Very simple. He's too late, and probably political. Whatever. He wasn't too late before the election. Before the election, he was cutting rates, right? Because he was hoping that, I guess, Biden would get in, or that Kamala would. He was a big Biden guy. Explain that one. And then he was a Kamala person. But he was hoping, I guess, she'd win, I guess. I don't know. It didn't work out too well. But, we need a very serious cut. You know, I think that if you look back many decades ago, the United States was always the lowest. Even if they were doing badly, the United States was. Because without the United States, everything in the world would die. It's true. It's so powerful. It's so big. And I've made it I made it really big. In the first 4 years, then it started to degenerate with what this Biden administration did. But we built it up to a level that I never thought we could be at this quickly. We're the hottest, we're the best financially. The money coming in is so big because of tariffs and other things, but because of tariffs. Tariff gets us even those other things. Plus, it gets us great negotiation. I settled 7 wars, and numerous of those wars were because of trade. And numerous of the trade deals that I made were because of tariffs. It gives you a great negotiating ability. If that ability were taken away from us by a liberal court acting on essentially foreign nations asking to get help from the United States government, when they've been doing this to us for 40 years, that's why we have $38 trillion in debt. We won't have it for long if they let us... If they allow us to do what everybody knows we should be able to do. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, another Biden-era action that you're now reversing is that you signed a deal last week to make federal buildings adopt and embrace classical architecture styles again. Can you talk to us about why you do that, and also what's your vision?
Well, want to see beautiful buildings. Now, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. I've seen architectural reviews over the years. I'm an expert at it. I've gotten a lot of great reviews. But I've seen buildings that I didn't think were very good get great reviews, and I've seen great buildings get bad reviews. So, but it's just a standard. We want to have a good standard. We're building something here. You know, for 150 years, they wanted a ballroom at the White House. We're doing something at the highest level, using great architects and all. And, you know, it's very exciting. But we have a lot of interesting things happening architecturally in D.C. And D.C. is like a different place. And, you know, even the contractor said, sir, we walked down today, we feel like much safer. It's like a different place. Washington, D.C. is great. Now, we're going to also beautify it. We're going to put a topping on the roads. We're not going to rip them apart and take 4 years to build a road that was exactly the same by the time you build it. But we're going to put toppings. We're going to put new medians in. We're going to get the graffiti off. We're going to put tiles up in the tunnels where the tiles are missing. We'll do the whole tunnel instead of, you know, a little area where you see new tiles, old tiles that never look too good. But they could use it. You know, they've been up for 50 years. They've served their duty. But we're going to make this within about a 20-mile radius from the White House. We're going to have this place spick and span. It's going to be crime-free, and it's going to be spick and span. It's going to be—you'll be proud of Washington again. Go ahead, please.
Sir, China's having a massive military parade that President Putin and Kim Jong-un will be attending. Do you interpret that as a challenge to the U.S.? And are you concerned at all about those countries trying to be some sort of counterweight?
Not at all. China needs us, and I have a very good relationship with President Xi, as you know. But China needs us much more than we need them. No, I don't see that at all. No. And I had actually a very good meeting with President Putin a couple of weeks ago. We'll see if anything comes out of it. If it doesn't, we'll take a different stance.
On March today, in California, ruled that your deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles was illegal. Do you have any response?
Well, it was a radical left judge. But very importantly, what did you not tell me in that question or statement that you made? Pretty much of a statement, I think.
Well, I was asking for your response.
No, you didn't say what the judge said, though. The judge said, but you can leave the 300 people that you already have in place. They can continue to be in place. That's all we need. But why didn't you put that as part of your statement? Because the same judge ruled exactly as you said, except the judge said that you can leave the 300 people that you already have in place. They can stay. They can remain. They can do what they have to do. Thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's the president wrapping up a long press conference at the White House after a weekend of rumors that he was dead, dying, had a stroke. Crazy people on the Internet. I'll get into more detail with you on that as the show goes on, including Tim Walz. Who was hoping that the president had died over the weekend. So that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the beautiful smile that you deserve. And, you know, you've heard me talk about Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey, where you can go for great events. You can have great events there, including bachelorette private parties at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Well, they have an incredible event coming up September 27th. It's the Guys and Gals Combo with individualized training. That's right. Guys and Gals Combo on September 27th. Mark your calendar for that. Bob's offers men and women trained instructors, private enclosed events that can host up to 30 people, or you can book a smaller group, 10 or less, during regular business hours and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Just call Bob's, get all the details, pricing, and everything else. You'll have NRA instructors, and they have cleaning classes, and you don't need to be experienced. In fact, no experience is necessary. You don't even need a firearms ID card either. Bob's is the place to learn about firearms, especially for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about firearms ownership. Visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com, BobsLittleSportsShop.com, and mark your calendar for the Guys and Gals Combo on September 27th. For individualized training. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Friday. So the president spoke for quite some time. The announcement was that he's moving the Space Force Command from Colorado to Alabama. That was the crux of the big announcement. They didn't give much detail what the announcement was going to be. But a lot of people on the left today very disappointed that the president is alive and not dead, because there were all these idiotic rumors circulating. It was actually crazy. I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit because I was bored yesterday a little bit. Bored. Today's my daughter Claire's birthday. She's 9 years old, if you can believe it. 9 years old. I know, it's crazy how time flies by. It just seems like yesterday I was in a closet in Utah, feeding her a bottle, giving her a bottle, and interviewing Ivanka Trump when we were there for Claire's adoption. Seems like just yesterday. Time does fly by, no doubt about it. But anyway, yesterday, Labor Day, obviously. So I hope you had a great Labor Day, and thanks to Tom Aislabie for filling in, and for Opelka and Mary Walter for covering for me while I was away on vacation. But I was kind of bored, and I started to go down this rabbit hole of looking at all these crazy people who were postulating all these theories that there were all these cover-ups of Trump's health going on, and that he was dead. He had died of a stroke, and all these pictures of his hands and the proof of this and that. But he just got up there and spoke to the press for close to 40 minutes and covered every topic and no holds barred, and we'll grab some audio to recap with you a little bit later in the show as we warm up. But here's Tim Walz, Minnesota doofus, alluding to that, the joy in his voice, the possibility of Trump dying. I don't know why they'd be so excited. J.D. Vance is a young guy in his early 40s. If he takes over now, he's got plenty of time to win over MAGA. Because then they were all like, oh, you know, J.D. Vance doesn't have the same, MAGA doesn't have the same love of Vance like Trump. Oh, maybe not, but he's got plenty of time to win them over. Any converts, any holdouts, I should say. And he's got plenty of time. He could run for president in 28 and young guy. So I don't know why they'd be so excited. It's just their hatred of Trump is just so, you know what I mean? The Trump derangement syndrome. They'd rather just see him dead without thinking of the fact that then they'd be stuck for Vance for, I don't know. I mean, as far as I could tell, he'd be able to run, he'd be serve out Trump's term, run for president twice, I think. I have to double check the Constitution on that, but I'm pretty sure he could. So I don't know why they'd be so excited, but they're like, yeah, he doesn't have the same hold, so it would all fall apart. Maybe not. You know, sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Just saying. But here's Tim Walz, cut number one.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
What he's alluding to is that conspiracy theorists on the left, and they are, but it's, you always hear that every conspiracy theorist is on the right. Like if you were to just get here from another planet, you would, and you listen to the corporate media, you believe that every conspiracy was something based on the right. And Ducey was alluding to this fact, millions of impressions of people who were suggesting that the president was dead. And if not dead, that he had suffered some serious medical ailment. There were even people last night who were suggesting that the streets around Walter Reed Medical Center were all blocked off. And then there were people when Trump was going golfing with his granddaughter that they were like, well, that's, you could see the images were different. Images had been AI enhanced. And I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. But it shows you a couple things. Number one, social media is not real. Number one. And number two, there are people that have way too much time on their hands, even in a holiday weekend. Have way too much time on their hands. Instead of enjoying their friends and family, they're just sitting there like crazy people. 22nd Amendment, thank you, Matt. VP can only serve 2 years of the previous president's term while still being eligible for two full terms. If they serve less than 2 years, they can run for two full terms. Okay, so if Tim Walz is rooting for Trump's death and Trump makes it past the two-year mark, J.D. Vance could be president then for 2 years and then run for two full terms, so like 10 years. No math guy, but that's a long time, theoretically speaking. So you may want to think about that versus Trump just finishing his term. And then it goes to then he doesn't have J.D. doesn't have the power of the incumbency behind him going into 28. But no, they were just everything from the bruises on Trump's hands, how that was probably an IV drip. And maybe it was. It's possible. And maybe it was an IV drip. But it doesn't mean he's dead or that he had a stroke. It could have been from IV. The president could have been getting a vitamin infusion. Who knows? But either way, it was crazy. And then, you start going down this rabbit hole, you kind of, I didn't reply to any of these people, by the way. I just read their craziness. And then you go down more rabbit holes of more craziness. And you start to realize now there's no limit to it. I mean, there really is no limit to how people will come up with conspiracy theories, including, yes, that there was a body double, a Donald Trump body double. I kid you not. Now, I don't know who would play Trump. I don't know where you'd get this body double. I don't know anyone out there that would even come close to looking like him. So probably prosthetics involved and Tom Cruise with some Mission Impossible mask. I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that was there too. So the president did not really address that today too much. When Peter Ducey asked him about it, how are you not dead? The president kind of acted a little bit like, and you see now, Matt, I've never really gone on Blue Sky to look Have you gone on there?
I check it out occasionally. It's a freak show. I know X gets a lot of grief for fake news circulating and strange conspiracies, but Blue Sky is getting a pass for reasons I don't understand. It's a million times worse than X. I guess because it's geared towards
left-wing users
and left-wing conspiracy theorists. It's not necessarily in the crosshairs as much. But man, it's a cesspool.
I may have to check it out when on my downtime.
For sure.
It's good. It's good for a good laugh because those people are criminally insane.
Might make for a good segment, actually. What did you find on Blue Sky?
That could be good.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we want to give them any attention, but we could. Maybe instead, we can't do Who Won Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
That was taken away from us, so maybe we could do Who Won Blue Sky. Find us the craziest bat. Blank, crazy, blue sky post and send it our way.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
That could be good. Could be good. I like it. Yeah, no, I mean, it's nuts, but should I break? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, I know we went long with the president, obviously, in the first segment, but I should have done it in the car today. I should have looked at Blue Sky on the way to or from Fox News. Shameless plug, I was on America's Newsroom today, so... Shameless. Got to mention the plugs. So, and America Reports tomorrow. If I don't get bumped, that show has a tendency to bump people. But I'm scheduled. I'm in the queue. I'm in the guest queue. So that's nice. Yeah, I got that going for me, which is nice. So, they called me Friday, by the way, Laura Ingraham's show, as I was drunk at the pool. I wasn't drunk, but I was at the pool on Friday on my vacation. I didn't have a shirt or a tie or a jacket. I hadn't shaved. I had this big beard and... I had to tell him thanks, but no thanks.
You were in high demand on your week off because you got an invitation elsewhere as well.
I know, at the White House for Media Row.
Yeah, we were supposed to be there, but...
Yeah, they invited us to that, but, you know, again, family vacation. You got it sacred. And I said to Bridget, I said, what do you think if I got in the car and drove to Walmart and got a jacket, a shirt, and a tie, and she gave me this look of death, like, well, then don't come back. Because they would have sent the van... down by the river to Cape Charles, Virginia, where we were on vacation. They would have done that because it's not that far out of D.C. But then I would have come home. I would have had to rent a car to drive home separate and then find a place to live. So there's that.
Yeah, I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, I probably made the right choice. But anyway, it was nice to be asked at 1:30 in the afternoon on the Friday of Labor Day weekend when clearly nobody else wanted to do it. It's nice. Very nice to be asked. All right. Well, quick break, and then we'll come right back. More to come as we continue here after the president spoke at length today at the White House. Rumors of his demise greatly exaggerated. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
And the president also announced today that we sunk a boat of drugs, a boat full of drugs, drug smugglers off the coast of Venezuela. United States Navy did that. President also mentioned that today at the White House, too. I'll give you more details on that in the 4 o'clock hour. Jack Cittarelli, the Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey, has his first TV ad out. So in all the years I worked in Jersey politics, today, the day after Labor Day, always considered the start of the Jersey political season. Always. It's kind of the summer, because it's a fine line between, you know, you don't want to campaign too much when people are on vacation at the boardwalk. And Jack's been mostly sticking to diners. He had a big event in Seaside Heights, New Jersey yesterday, I saw on social media. And I'm going to see Jack tomorrow, and I'm going to see him Friday at various events. He's been working nonstop. The polls have him down by 9, which means he's probably up by 4. And I do think he has a very strong chance going into this election. I think energy, electricity rates, by far the biggest issue, no question about it. He's addressing that head on. He's also addressing head on the fact that Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor, Mikey Sherrill is trying to make this race all about Donald Trump. Donald Trump has nothing to do with this race, and it should not be a factor in the race for governor of New Jersey. It should not be at all, because the truth of the matter is that as president, whether you like him or not, his role in the state is quite limited. So here's Jack's first ad, which dropped today. He's doing a massive media buy, millions and millions of dollars. Philadelphia market, New Jersey market, and, well, New Jersey really doesn't have a market, but Philadelphia market, New York market, streaming, obviously, on social media as well. Here's Cut 28.
We all know it. New Jersey's a mess. And all Mikey Sherrill wants to talk about is President Trump. Come on. What does the president have to do with rising property taxes and higher electricity bills? New Jersey's a mess because out-of-touch politicians like Bill Murphy and Mikey Sherrill care more about pronouns in sanctuary cities than they do solving our problems. That changes when I'm governor. I'll lower electricity bills, cut and cap property taxes, and keep our community safe. Folks, it's time to fix New Jersey. When I'm governor, we will.
Now, I don't know if we played the visual of the ad, but he was at a diner in the ad. And Jack's been doing that. He's been campaigning at diners. That's been his thing that he's done, which is great. He was at a diner today, actually. He was at a diner in North Jersey today. Good, great place to meet people. Great place to have a chance to talk to them. Really strong, very effective to do that. Chat with people at diners. It's always been a strong Jersey tradition. I think he has a very good chance as we head into the fall. I really do. And I think that it's going to be, look, Mikey Sherrill embraces the same climate change kookiness that Phil Murphy does. Phil Murphy was joining the other governors of New York and Rhode Island and Connecticut and Massachusetts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.